Hey, this is Cindy of In Vogue, and you're listening to the positive psychology of pop music.
Welcome to another brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. I'm Wesley Ryan, and I am so excited to bring you this episode. You absolutely have no idea how pumped I am. I have been a fan of the artists we'll be spotlighting in this hour for over 25 years. And I don't mean fan like I liked them when they came on the radio, or I can sing all the lyrics to their songs. That's all true, but I can perform all the choreography to their videos, and I used to count down the days until they released their albums. That's how much I loved En Vogue. Now, I loved En Vogue for several reasons, and while they certainly have some great, fun pop music in their back catalog, that wasn't the main reason why I loved these ladies. Their music spoke to me in really deep and profound ways. They taught me a lot about coping skills, about discrimination, and most importantly, about keeping it real. And that's exactly what we're gonna do in this hour of my favorite En Vogue tunes. I'm also incredibly excited to bring you my interview with En Vogue's Cindy Herron-Braggs and share what she had to say about En Vogue's music, impact on the world, their brand new album, and lead single Deja Vu, which I'll be playing for you later in the hour. But first, I have to start this episode off with one of my favorite En Vogue tunes. Hopefully, it will remind you of their amazing harmonies, and it will set the stage for an hour of realness, because the message behind this hit song was about cutting through all the layers on something that seemed complicated, but at its heart was really pretty simple. This song and this episode in general could not have come at a more relevant time for me personally, and I suspect several of you will be throwing your hands up in agreement with the lyrics you're about to hear. Let's listen to the ladies of En Vogue ask us, what's it gonna be, cause I can't pretend, in this classic 90s R&B pop powerhouse. This is En Vogue with Don't Let Go. Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week we're spotlighting the most positive songs of legendary pop R&B group En Vogue. It was such an honor to chat with En Vogue's Cindy Herron-Braggs and to share with her just how meaningful En Vogue's music has been to me over the years and to get the inside scoop on some of the music that's changed my life.
Personally, Give It Up, Turn It Loose has become my personal anthem for not holding on to stuff that's holding me back multiple times.
Oh, I love it. You know, when we wrote that song, it was just, you know, it was about someone who just was in the wrong kind of love situation and just needed to get over it, give it up and turn it loose and move forward initially. But I think for myself personally, it's good because who can move forward? I can't move forward hanging on to hurt, to pain, to negative feeling and unforgiveness. You know, it's like taking arsenic and waiting for the other person to die, you know?
To be able to give
things up and turn it loose and just release it and move past it, that's my and your personal healing and just, you know, allows us to open the door to the positive things we have coming in our future and to close the door to those negative things and learn from those mistakes so you don't have to repeat them and, you know, just keep moving forward into your positive future.
All right, let's play a game. Let's say that you were inspired by En Vogue's Don't Let Go to send a text or a message or a Snapchat asking someone to just be honest about what's going on and to give whatever relationship you're after a shot. And let's just say for the sake of argument that that answer was goodbye. Sometimes we don't want people to let go, but inevitably they do. And that can be pretty difficult to deal with. It certainly hurts on an emotional level to be rejected, but the biggest issue is that we can't control when someone decides they don't want us in their life anymore. And as much as I am such a huge proponent of the idea of focusing on your internal locus of control, recognizing that you have the power to change your situations and make positive decisions in your life, we all have to recognize there are some things we can't control. And that is almost always true of the actions of other people. So as much as we care about someone, and as much as we wish they would stay in our lives, that may not end up being the case. So what do we do? Well, I'm about to tell you, or rather, En Vogue is about to tell you. because we've got to let it go. We can't change it, and we can't move forward until we release the hostility, the sadness, the regret, whatever it is we're clinging to with regard to that disappointment. It's certainly not always an easy thing to do, and if I simply told you to give it up and turn it loose, that 4 seconds of insight may not do the trick. But as is often the case, a powerful song can make a message all the more inspiring. And I think that's certainly the case with the song you're about to hear. With a song that has absolutely helped me let go of things I've needed to in my life, this is En Vogue with Give It Up, Turn It Loose.
Give it up, turn it loose.
That was En Vogue with Give It Up, Turn It Loose, a song that's been incredibly helpful to me in terms of letting go of negative feelings and emotions and trying to move forward with my life. And as we said, that's not always easy to do in relationships, and it's certainly not always easy to do when we're talking about negative feelings not aimed at an individual, but at society in general. And all you have to do is turn on the news, get onto Facebook, or just say the word politics, and it's unfortunately incredibly easy to be exposed to some of the most negative parts of humanity. I've shared with you before that this show has helped me personally find ways to focus on the more positive aspects of life, and it's certainly my hope that it's done so for anyone who's happened to tune in. But I will freely admit that the last few weeks, it's been incredibly hard to avoid all of that negativity. But just as the last two En Vogue songs we heard have been pretty timely in terms of my personal life, the one you're about to hear is certainly a song that we as a society as a whole need to listen to and follow the advice of right now. It's a song that had a huge impact on me over the years, and it was a pretty incredible experience to get to share that with Cindy and to also hear what this iconic song meant to her.
I have to start with, and I have to say thank you for Free Your Mind. It helped me start to recognize and challenge, really, the prejudice and discrimination that I was seeing all around me as a teenager. So thank you personally for that song.
Oh, you're welcome.
Why do you think that song had such a powerful impact on the world?
You know, I think the first thing about the song really was the message. Prejudice is something that every single person on this planet can relate to, because I know that prejudice is a part of human nature. It just is. And there's so many different things, you know, that we as a human race are prejudiced about, that there's just no way around it. And that we've all felt it, and we've all been guilty of feeling it regarding someone else. And so I think that was the first thing, that just everybody could relate to the message. And then I think the other thing was we sort of stepped outside of that typical urban R&B box and said, let's rock this song. Let's rock this song out. We're going to step into the rock genre. And, you know, we had flack about it. No, you can't do that. Black artists don't do that. You can't do it. And we're like, we're doing it, you know. And so I think that was the other thing about it. It was just sort of, what? No, they didn't. Ooh, I like this. Wait, you know. So, and it crossed over. And so I really think it was those two things. It was the message, and then I think it was the rock-driven song.
Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, and remember, if you like what you hear, head on over to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com for more episodes, interviews, and music featured on the show. This week, we are spotlighting the music of En Vogue, and we just heard one of the most powerful musical anthems on discrimination that's ever been recorded. It's a song that can certainly motivate us to combat prejudice and discrimination when we see it, and to fight all the negativity as hard as we can. But as we've said, and as many of you know, that's not always an easy thing to do. And that's why psychologists aren't just focusing on dealing with prejudice and discrimination today, we're focused on stopping it from ever occurring. And in order to do that, we have to start with the lessons we teach our children. And I'm not just referring to parents. I'm referring to teachers, community leaders. We all need to make sure that our actions inspire our children to act in a positive and kind manner. That's a message I'm very passionate about, and as fate would have it, it's a message I first started thinking about after hearing an En Vogue song I'm so excited for you to hear. But before we check out Eyes of a Child, let's hear what Cindy had to say about writing such a powerful and moving song.
You know, when I think about how there can be so much hate on the planet, And in my thinking process, that doesn't start once you become an adult. That's taught. Mm. Hate is taught. Hate is demonstrated, and it's taught. And so the first ones that it's taught to are to the eyes of the child. And really that was the message. And it was just saying, hey, be a better example of love to our children so that they can embrace that and live that in their future.
That's a song we all need right now more than ever, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we always need it. But yes, we definitely need it now. We have to protect our children and protect the future of this planet. And really that starts with teaching our children now to how to love and, yeah. And how hate is wrong. And yeah. Sometimes that means for us turning the other cheek, you know, not retaliating in the way that you just initially by nature would want to, because children are watching. They're watching more than they're listening to us, you know?
Yeah, and the goal is to take the high road and hope they're watching that and learn how to do the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week we're checking out the positive messages in pop music supergroup En Vogue's most inspiring songs. So far in this hour, we've gotten kinda heavy, so let's take a second and lighten it up a bit. Because as tough as life can get, sometimes someone comes along who makes things a little better. They help you cope with your daily stress, they put a smile on your face, and maybe, if you're lucky enough, you fall in love with them. Now, there have been plenty of songs written in an attempt to describe a perfect partner, and while I love probably most of them, from a psychological standpoint, I'd actually have to disagree with probably most of them. That's because sometimes we use entertainment to idealize the things we want in life. That's why some of my favorite Disney films as a child gave me incredibly unrealistic expectations about what to expect in a partner. And the same can be said of many pop music tunes. But not the one you're about to hear, because En Vogue wasn't the only girl group that started in the 90s that kept things real. They actually had a lot in common with another of my favorite groups, Salt and Peppa. So when these two groups of incredibly powerful female voices got together and talked about what they really wanted in a partner, we were all given a song that truly speaks to what we can expect in a real, healthy partner, and what is also one of the catchiest tunes of all time. So if you're currently looking for a man and aren't quite sure what you're looking for, En Vogue and Salt-N-Pepa have the answer. I am proud to say I know every single word in this song, including the raps, and I will be shutting my mic off as we play it so I can sing them at the top of my lungs. Don't worry, I'll spare you all of that. But feel free to join me as we check out En Vogue with Salt-N-Pepa and What a Man.
Hey, this is Cindy of En Vogue, and you're listening to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music.
We just heard two back-to-back En Vogue classics, their collaboration with Salt-N-Pepa on What a Man, and one of my favorite tracks, You Don't Have to Worry, a song that reminds me of what I would like in a partner, someone I can trust, and just reduces the daily stress of my life. I don't have to tell most of you that love can certainly be a very powerful and positive thing, but love isn't the only thing that can improve our lives. I am a huge fan of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and one of my favorite concepts in that psychological model is the idea of our aesthetic needs. That refers to an appreciation of beauty and creativity in really any area of our lives. So, if you're into gardening, a stroll through some beautiful flowers could fulfill those needs for you. If you're into music, gee, I don't know anyone who would meet that criteria, then there are many ways you can use music to improve the creativity of your surroundings. And if you're into fashion and style, there are certainly many ways to express who you are through those skills. But you know who encompasses all of those different methods of meeting our aesthetic needs? Yep, you guessed it. En Vogue. Actually, I'm not sure any of them are into gardening, but I certainly can attest to the power of their music and also to the power of their style. I wasn't only obsessed with En Vogue's tunes and positive messages, I was obsessed with their look. Beyond just being naturally beautiful, they always looked impeccable. And it turns out, I'm not the only one who thought so.
My lovin' never gonna get it. those little metal silver dresses happened to be in the Smithsonian Institute of American History and Culture. And then the red, giving them something he can feel dresses, which is another one of my favorites. Those dresses are in the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture.
Yeah, giving them something he can feel. I'm an openly gay man, but in that video, I fell in love with every single one of you. So that's a powerful moment. All right, I have teased you enough. It is time to talk about Electric Cafe, the brand new album from En Vogue, heading our way very soon, that I have no doubt I will absolutely love. How can I be so sure? Well, when Cindy gave me the inside scoop on what the record will sound like, I felt like all of my En Vogue dreams were coming true.
The upcoming Electric Cafe album, what kind of sounds can we expect to hear on that new album?
You'll definitely have the signature En Vogue sound in terms of the harmonies, but you'll get a bit of an evolved sound because, you know, it's new. You know, we write based on where we are, I think, mentally, emotionally, physically, and you'll get a little bit of EDM because initially that was actually the direction that we thought we wanted to go in. When we first started getting into the creative process and writing, we were like, let's make this an EDM album because we, you know, we're like, yeah, EDM. But then as we went through the creative process, we sort of started evolving out of that into new space. And so you'll get a little bit of EDM, you'll get a little bit of a newer, fresher En Vogue sound.
The thought of your harmonies with a touch of EDM has me through the roof right now, so that's fantastic.
I can't wait for you to hear this new album, and I'm so excited to play the first single from it for you now. It's a song that certainly lives up to its name, as it immediately takes me back to all of those 90s R&B powerful harmony En Vogue moments. Hopefully, it does the same for you. Here is En Vogue with Deja Vu.
Grateful that we have a fan base out there and fans that still want to come and hear our music and still want to party and still are looking forward to new music and just have been supportive over all these years. We're really grateful for that because that, you know, there's not a lot of artists that have that, you know, that can say after, you know, 25 years, we're still doing what we love to do. We still are able to go out and do shows and connect with our audience and connect with our fans on, you know, through social media. So that's huge for us.
It's certainly remarkable that En Vogue's fans have stuck with them for over 25 years, but honestly, when I look at the caliber of their music, it's not surprising to me at all. We just found out they still know how to kill it on their latest single, Deja Vu, but they've been doing that since their very first single, which makes it the perfect song to close out this week's episode with. It also allows me to make one final positive psychological musical message, and it's one that one of my best friends, Sarah, recently reminded me of. I've loved this song ever since I first heard it way back in the 90s, and I can't tell you how many times I've listened to it, sung along to it, and performed it in the privacy of my own home. But even though I've heard this song hundreds of times, if not thousands, there was something I had missed. And when I posted my excitement about my interview with Cindy Herron-Braggs, my friend Sarah took that opportunity to quote some lyrics from Hold On that she knew I needed to hear with what I was going through at the time. Those lyrics, "Don't waste your time fighting blind-minded thoughts of despair." Sarah knew those were the exact words I needed to hear at that moment, which she's had a knack for doing at several pivotal moments in my life, and it reminded me of a message I love so much, that we can always find something new to inspire us in a song, even if we've heard it hundreds, thousands, millions of times. All it takes is for someone else to point out a perspective we hadn't yet considered, and that song is given new life. So, thanks to Sarah, I have a whole new appreciation for this song, and my hope is that as we've gone through so many of En Vogue's classic songs, that Cindy and I might have gotten you to think about them a little bit differently, in a way that brought some positivity to your day, or perhaps even inspired you to make a positive change in your life. That is so often the power of music, and it's certainly the goal of this show. Thank you for listening to this show, and special thanks to Cindy Heron Braggs for giving us a great interview and for fulfilling one of my lifelong dreams. For the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with Hold On, this is In Vogue.